He says, "I'm going to bale hay and drink beer."
Oh.
Well, I know he drunk a lot of beer, but I don't know whether he's still baling hay. He's down here farming. He's still down here farming right now at Daddy's place. He's the one I was telling about was farming his father's place. His father's turned it over to him now. And he was in New York in insurance with an insurance company. And he went to University of Arkansas, graduated up there. And he went up to New York and he didn't like it. And I kept on after Robert and told him, "You ought to bring that boy back home again. That's where he belonged." And so he did. He come on home, he went down with his daddy, and he has fitted in just right. And he's a top boy. He's now on the board of directors held in the federal over here. He's doing well, it's true. But I'll never forget that little fella when he was a little guy.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm gonna bale hay and drink beer."
Do you ever remind him of that?
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Every now and then I'd say something. I said, "Bobby, still drinking beer?" He just laughed. I called him up. I read it in the paper Sunday where he has been placed on the board of directors here. I called him up and congratulated him. I told him, I said, "You're a long way from that bale of hay, aren't you, boy?" He said, "I sure am."
Oh, yeah.
I reminded him of him Sunday. That's Sunday's paper it was in. Sure.
Oh, yeah.
I called him and told him, "That's a long way from that bale of hay and that beer."
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, those and we had a sorghum mill that the crushed sorghum and the mule went round and round. You could work a mule an hour and then you have to change him. He'd get groggy. And we kept about four head there and we'd work them every so often. And cook that sorghum and make it. And I made a million gallon of that stuff during the Depression.
Oh, really?
Ooh, yes.
What would you put it in after it was made?
Well, we would get cans, I'd order cans and put them in with the shove down top, you shove it down the top, and then we put them in drums. And in the commissary, I'd set about five big 50-gallon drums in there, and all the niggers that worked and did the work and put up the sorghum and did that, anytime they wanted any sorghum, they could go there and get it. It was free. That was all free. The ones that worked and did the work. And that's the way they use that in coffee. They use it in everything. Though. Because I tell you what, it was rough during that Depression. My grandfather used to talk about Civil War days. And he says, this is peaches and cream to that.
Oh, really?
Talking about the Depression, I guess it was, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
Well,
it
was just money, which is really scarce.
Well, he just didn't have any.
Oh.
I was working too back and forth at the ice plant, and we would hide money in fruit jars in the storage in the sawdust. There was sawdust, you know, in the walls. And we'd hide the money in there and lock up the storage thing, and we just had to keep a little money for change. And you'd be surprised if people just didn't have money to buy the ice, and of course we'd let them have it. I mean, you just couldn't deprive a family with children and all. And we credit some of it we never saw. It just went that way. There was just no money, that's all. Bank shut down, everything was at a standstill. Sure was.
When you were telling me that the Depression was the house, I think it had a big fence around it. An iron fence, you were telling me about.
That's up here on York and Beach Street.
Yeah,
Bob and his daddy live in the house right now.
Yeah.
They're living there. Well, it had wooden fences.
Oh.
It had mostly wooden fences around a country home.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't have barbed wire like they do now. They wouldn't have barbed wire. That was dangerous for stock and stuff.
Oh, so they didn't
think. Yeah,
so.
They'd have a wooden fence, and around the top they'd have a 12-inch plank around the top. In other words, the kids would walk on them. You could walk around the top of the fence. Mm-hmm. It was mostly that way. Some of them had wire fences. Some of them had wire. But there was danger of stock getting caught up in the wire, the barbed wire, kids getting